Blog Talk Radio.
Pick up a chair, sit your ass down, and relax. You are now listening to Life and Shit Radio.
Talk to me.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dogs and cats, this is another crazy, insane installment of Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. On today's show, this is the last show of the year, and we're trying to make it a good one, man. Trying to make sure that we make things happen out here and continue to just rock and roll as we normally do around this time. Just having a few technical difficulties at the current moment and just trying to work through those, but we'll be all right in a few seconds. So just keep rocking with us. This is Life and Shit Radio. The phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. I got a few things on tap for the night. We'll be talking about perception in relationships and how you can make a success of it, or if your perception is off, you can also make an epic fail. And with that, we'll be bringing on a guest. Goes by the name of Jeremy L. Holloway. That's Jeremy L. Holloway. You can check his IG page, check his Facebook page. He's on YouTube as well. So he'll be joining us real soon. I go by the name Black Pavarotti. If you don't know my story, I was conceived on an opera stage. My parents, let's just say they just got a little freaky. And on that fateful night, on the stage, I was conceived, so I was kind of born into this. And to my right, I have a beautiful young lady.
You have me, Miss Danny White, here. I am the peacekeeper lover of all. I tell BT and Nas to shut the hell up when they need it, and sometimes even when they don't need it. But I love them so much. I'm going to say this now. Thank you both for being epic men in my life.
Oh.
And for keeping me laughing, for, you know, keeping my head on straight. I know we've all been through a whole lot this year. Like, honestly, I want to leave 2017 so badly right now. All the crap and the bullshit that has happened. Yes, this is Life and Share Radio, but there's bullshit that happens, and we've dealt with it. So we're gonna leave all technical difficulties in 2017. We gonna leave
just put that on the back
death.
Burner.
We're gonna leave death
in
2017.
Right.
We're gonna leave corny, petty bull in 2017. I don't know about Nas,
right.
But We're not going to leave the antagonist. Well, I doubt it very seriously if he'll be able to leave the antagonizing in 2017.
Even though
he is walking away from Facebook, he's claimed to be walking away from Facebook. We're going to see how that works, because, you know, Nas knows that the world loves Nas and needs Nas, so he's going to do what he's going to do. So with that being said, yes. Hello, we're leaving everything that does not have a place in 2018, in 2017, and
And that's pretty
you
much
I like to leave on an incomplete sentence.
How it goes.
Yeah,
on a total incomplete sentence. I'm like, what were you saying right there? What did that actually
I know, right? See?
Come up to me?
Make it think.
I'm like, all righty then.
Yeah,
and if you're just
think.
Listening in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Phone number to call is 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. We're just waiting for our third part of the
I feel like I hear his Darth Vader happening for some reason.
Like,
I feel like I hear somebody breathing on the line. I was about to ask somebody having fun that I'm not having.
Or something like that somewhere in the world today. Man, this is crazy. But yeah, man, we're supposed to be jumping into our Chicken Wing Report, which we'll do in a short bit.
Yes, because we need the person to eat the chicken and eat the chicken, because I don't eat the chicken.
That greasy lemon pepper. Beautiful lemon pepper.
Yeah, and all that.
Old to lemon pepper.
We gonna find
a
company that's going to want to sponsor Nas and the lemon pepper chicken for the Chicken Wing Report, and we will promote you and make you famous and make you money. So yeah, if you got some chicken, some good lemon pepper chicken, and you are in the Detroit area or the it kind of depends on where he is. So let's make this nationwide.
You can be anywhere.
The best lemon pepper chicken wings nationwide. Who got it? I want to hear from you. Okay?
Who got the best
lemon
pepper chicken? I want to know.
If you got a sauce for that lemon pepper, I want to know what the sauce is. Or do you not need sauce for your lemon pepper because your lemon pepper is that good?
Right?
Let's find
out. You got the bomb.com. I want to know that you can take care of that. Because... we do this every week. Every week.
And we want it organic and grass fed. We don't want no GMOs. Thank you.
Exactly. We don't want to have to grow another toenail.
I know, right? We got to keep them healthy. Since I don't eat it, I got to make sure he's healthy.
That don't make no type of sense. No type of sense at all. No type of sense. I don't know. I just got a country accent right now. So I guess right now we're going to be jumping on into other things. We got a guest coming on to the show. This man has been he's been doing his thing on social media. You don't pronounce the whole word. Yeah, when you country, you don't pronounce the whole word. You say meter. Social media.
BT. BT.
Yeah.
BT,
yeah.
Where are you from?
Yes. I am originally from Detroit.
Okay, so there's no reason for you to be having a southern accent right now and not pronouncing or enunciating your words.
Social media.
You are Midwest born and bred. You better make us proud, boss.
So I have more of a northern accent.
Yeah,
northern
Yankees. The southern people call us Yankees. So, yes, we're going to have our guest today. And, yes, the social media powerhouse is going to teach us some stuff, thank goodness, so we can all learn how to be better us in 2018. Because,
better you.
Man, it's about to be huge.
Yeah,
it has no other choice. But as bad as 2017 is, 2018
man,
is about
let me
to
tell
be
you.
Epic.
Gotta be epic, because this is an insane year. I mean, there was some good, but there was a lot of downs in this year, boy.
Too many L's in 2017.
To make you go crazy.
Too many L's.
Some
L's.
Of the stuff is insane.
I feel like 2017 owes me some money.
Right. Somebody pay that woman her money. Pay the lady.
I want some life too.
I want my retribution.
Yeah.
And I also want my daddy's records. I want my daddy's records.
That too.
Give me my daddy's records too. While you at it.
I want my brother back.
Oh,
I want money back. I want a lot of stuff back. So yeah. I'm with Nas on the idea of 2017 don't exist. Once we done with tonight, we gonna put 2017 in this little bitty ass box.
Correct.
And we gonna bury that bitch real deep in the ocean. We gonna find the deepest part of the ocean. We gonna drop that bad boy right in there.
I think our co-host is having a technical issue. I'm gonna try to see if we can patch him in through another source. See if this will actually work. I'm gonna try it.
Okay, I'll give you music while you do it.
A hallelujah. I know. Throw a hallelujah up in there so I can do it. We'll see if this works.
I don't do that, though. I don't do that, though. Anyway. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do. Do, 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 we got him? Okay, I guess not quite yet. So I guess I'll do another round of it.
I tried it and it didn't work. I don't know. I'll try it one more time and see what happens. But we got to keep it moving. Because if you don't keep it moving, sometimes they just say, you know what? Life will hand you lemons. What do you do
and
with
you
those
make,
lemons?
Make lemonade.
Lemonade.
Like Beyonce did.
Sometimes you got to do that.
My
you got to be proud and be happy in your own skin. And be happy to be alive in this crazy
be
world. Because,
my skin is black.
Okay. And beautiful.
Thank you.
Seriously, man. Yeah, if you don't know it, ain't nobody else gonna know it. If you don't know it off top, then this is gonna be a crazy situation. I'm just saying.
Well, let me ask you this. So what are you working on for 2018?
Man, I'm working on a few things, man. Well, one, I'm gonna start working on not having so many expectations of man. Because I think in 2017 I did a lot of depending on folks and hoping folks come through for this, that, or the third, and you know, believing people when they tell me stuff, you know, certain things. And it's like, man, if you go through life with that type of attitude, you will get nowhere. Because
I definitely understand that's
one of the things. Man, that's one of the things that has really like rang truth in this year that's gone after today. That has rang truth is that a lot of times you want to do something in life, you want certain people in your life, but you can't force things to happen. You know, you have to make sure that you take care of you first, and then, you know, all the rest becomes secondary.
And it's
okay
to do that.
It's okay to
take care of yourself. And because the bottom line is, if you can't take care of yourself, if you're no good to you, you can't be any good to anybody else. So anybody who makes another person feel guilty for taking care of themselves, that person needs to check them and keep their shit to themselves.
Say that one more time.
So I definitely agree with the whole thing of you listening to people and you're depending on people to come through. They say they're going to do one thing and it doesn't come through. I've had many of that, but I will be honest, I have had a lot of people actually come through. So I'm not going to completely lose faith in humanity or whatever, but I will say that I did learn that sometimes it's better if you just do it yourself and get it done. Just get it done.
Right.
that's something that I am going to be handling when, you know, well, I'm handling it now, but going into 2018, we'll be handling my business, making sure that I'm getting things done, not necessarily depending on people who I can't depend on. We'll, you know, we'll be upgrading our associations. If you're not in this for us or to see us win the way we want to see you win, it's not about one person winning. It's about everybody winning.
And
everyone
guess what?
When there is room at the top for everyone.
Exactly. That's a real thing. So we just had Nas was there. I don't know what just happened, but he just disappeared.
He blown in the wind again.
I don't know. He's blown in the wind.
Come back, Nas. Come back.
I mean, sometimes you just gotta roll with the punches. Man, technical
as
difficulties
we
will
do.
Happen, but you have, I know you have to continue to, to rise above it all.
Oh, yes.
Continue to rise. Rise, my children.
And
rise up.
Our life
up
and shit, people,
no.
Be on the lookout for all our visuals coming out this in 2018. I will be putting together a few channels. Two YouTube channels and shows for you guys to feast your lovely eyes on. I'm trying to figure out, and of course you all know we are Life and Shit are in three different locations. Trying to figure out how to get us all together on one screen is going to be quite hard, but I'm going to figure it out one way or the other.
Yeah, we got to figure that one out. Folks want
to... We might have to get Nas to... quit boycotting California and you guys just come here.
I know.
You know,
now
it's a boycott in California.
The city of angels.
I mean, you know, I am an angel,
LA.
But.
Well, actually, and I guess in getting to what we're going to talk about anyway, today we will probably just skip the chicken wing report.
We'll do a double chicken wing report next week.
Double chicken. We're going to have a
double chicken,
double
lemon pepper.
That's spicy chicken.
Yes. Double lemon pepper. You know? Okay.
No. Definitely. So, because in a few minutes, we'll probably have a guest coming on. He goes by the name of Jeremy L. Holloway. He's an entertainer. He's been putting out all these videos and different relationship-based videos that are really pretty eye-opening for the man and for the woman. And one of the videos that I had viewed a while back, I was looking at it and I was just like, man, that's deep. Is your perception on, you know, a relationship. So I'll just give a brief summation of what the story was about. So the scenario was that, you know, the girl was, she was in her car on the phone with her girlfriend, and she was telling her girlfriend, like, yeah, he's going to be making me dinner tonight, talking about her boyfriend or her man. You know, my man making me dinner, girl. He told me to be ready, and I'm going to, you know, pull up. So she's in front of the house, actually, getting ready to pull up. And she looks up while she's on the phone with her girlfriend, and there's another young lady upstairs talking to her man, and then she saw was them exchanging a hug, and it was like an embracing type of hug. And so she's like, girl, let me call you back, because something is going on here and I don't know what it is, you know. And without her, you know, at least going up there to see what was going on, she automatically assumed, using bad perception in this case, that, you know, he had this woman over or something like that. But that wasn't even the case. And when you look at the backstory of it, it was actually that he had ran into a young lady that he knew from his past, and they hadn't seen each other in years, and she was just like, is that you? Hey, how's it going? You know, I ain't seen you in a long time. And it was one of those type of hugs, not what she was thinking. And so now he's, you know, waiting on her. She still hasn't shown up, because now that she's seen that, she pulled away. And, you know, she's in her feelings at that current moment, and thinking like, so what the hell is going on now here? And I see that our guest has just popped into the line, so we'll go ahead and bring him on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I would like to introduce you to Mr. Jeremy L. Holloway. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Life and Shit, Jeremy L. Holloway. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Welcome.
Yo, what's up, man?
Mr. Holloway, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm amazing. How are you guys?
Tremendous. Couldn't be any better, my brother. It's good to hear from you, ladies and gentlemen. This is L. Holloway. He's a trending entertainer that's moving on up in the ranks. I would say that he is really doing his thing. I've gotten a chance to review a lot of his videos, and he has the relationship game down pat. I mean, from, you know, talking about, you know, how us men can be sometimes, to, you know, just not getting in your feelings, to looking at different things in a relationship, you know, and how to weather the storms of relationships. Because a lot of people think that in a relationship it's always going to be, you know, or at least they would want it to be, you know, all happy, joy. But sometimes, you know, relationships are work. And that's one of the things I think that a lot of people take for granted, that, you know, if you really want to build something that's worth staying in there for, hanging in there for, it takes work. And so, L, just first off, I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show, first off.
Yes, thank you so much.
Can you hear us pretty good?
Yeah.
Okay, you kind of going in and out just a little bit.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better now.
Oh, he about to make me get him off the bed already. Don't be calling me no ma'am. I ain't old. Anyway, I'm joking. Anyway.
I think that's more of a respect thing.
I know, but you know, I'm a woman and I gotta be in my emotions right now. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, so we wanted to start off, you know, L. Holloway, to those that don't know, I mean, you're trending, and you're really, you know, you're really out there in the social media world and really doing big things. And so that's what inspired me to even want to contact you, my brother, and get you on the show, because I see what you're doing, and I respect it. You know, I respect what you're doing, and just wanted to you know, show you some love and let you know that, you know, that we got to support each other, man. That's the way it happens. And
yeah.
So with that in mind, you know, your story, so who is L. Holloway? What is he about?
Well, I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm an actor. And, you know, breaking into the social media game is kind of difficult, because everybody on social media does comedy. And, you know, I originally started doing comedy. I did like 25 million views, but people kept calling me a comedian, and I'm not a comedian. I'm an actor.
Okay.
So, you know, with that being said, man, I just me as a person, you know, I don't want to go on too deep with it, but you know, I'm from North Memphis. It's trying to shed light on different things, different subjects, man, because I feel like it's a lack of understanding in the world. And I use my videos to try to get people to understand each other more. First, people keep trying to separate each other, point fingers at everybody else, but you can just look at yourself. You know what I mean?
Did you say you're from North Memphis?
Yes, North Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. Another Midwestern.
Yeah, kind of the hood. And the reason why I say that, because people watch my videos and they don't know them from there. And I talk to my natural accent on my videos because I want people who, I want to inspire people, kids or whatever, who's coming from the hood. They know that they can be themselves and make a positive impact. I don't have to pretend to be something that I'm not in order to help people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of who I am. My thing is to try to help people out. That's basically what I do. While showcasing my different kind of talents.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
I mean, that's awesome. That's awesome. I mean, we all need to be inspiring to do that. You know what I mean? So how did you get started with, like, what inspired you to make the videos that you do? You know, I know you focus in on the relationships and of men and women, but you also have some comedy, a little bit of comedy out there I've seen, which cracks me up. I especially love that video you did. It was you and a homeboy in the car, and you had just, I guess you just broke up with your, the character anyway, had just broke up with his girl, and you guys are in the car getting ready to party, and then the police pulled you over, and you're like, man, we're gonna be cool. And he like, nah, man, we ain't gonna be cool because I got this, that, the third. He's like, uh-oh. But yeah, so what got you started?
Okay.
What got you started?
I've been doing videos for a while now. You know, like I said, I was doing comedy videos for a while. And like I said, I went viral last year, December 28th, and that's when I got a lot of attention.
Lean into your phone a little bit, brother, because I can't hear you that well. Can you hear me now? Yeah, that's better. Yeah, I can hear you a little bit better. Okay, all right, cool. So like I said, I was doing more comedy videos than anything before.
And I wanted to do something different. So, of course, like I tell everybody, behind every great man is a woman. So when I first started doing these serious videos, it was because of a woman. And that was the start of it when I did my first couple of serious videos. But now I continue to do these videos because they help more people. And I got to a better understanding. So I just kept doing these videos because, like I said, it was a woman that I was trying to talk to. You know, I feel like artists, like, when do you, like, if you do art, if you do music, they put their life into their work. And my first couple of videos...
Hold on. So, let me make sure I got this correct. You started this in order to impress a lady?
No, I wasn't trying to impress her, no. I was trying to let her know that I understood what happened. You know, because I feel like in relationships, you know, like when you're in it, when you're deep in it, people don't see that you're so emotional, you're so attached, you know, emotionally to where you don't see what's actually going on. So this is why people have, they get time apart from each other, or when y'all break up, things start to, you start to realize what happened, you know what I'm saying? So with me, it took me leaving my ex, and I had to, I'm sitting there thinking, like, what happened? What was going on? So basically, once I finally found out what was happening, I started making these kind of videos. So my first, like, two serious videos was for her. But after that, the rest of them was kind of for people.
So it's like the videos are in essence like your epiphany.
Huh?
So the videos in essence are like your epiphanies.
In reality, yes. I would say that because this way of thinking that I have now, I didn't have this when I was with my ex-girlfriend. You know, it took me going through what I went through with my ex-girlfriend to get to this mindset. And now that how I think, now I have a better understanding about how everything went down and how everything works when it comes to understanding people. Because I do more, my videos are based on more of understanding people. It's not just relationships between a man and a woman. Because I got videos about understanding black-on-black crime. I got understanding your mom, stepdads, fathers, you know, mothers. I got different videos so people understand what other people go through. So when I first started doing the video, I didn't understand what me and her were going through. So I did a video so I can let her know that I finally get what we went through.
And she fell in love, didn't she?
No, she did not.
No?
No, she did not.
Oh, you just crushed my heart. Okay, now I really want to know what's going on.
It's like the beautiful story just came crashing down.
Like, yo.
No, it's all good, though, because I got a video about that as well. Like,
When you
push somebody through a certain... Huh?
go ahead.
No, we
listen,
honey.
We got crazy sound effects that come in, but go ahead, bro.
Oh, okay. Okay. I made a video about this. When you put someone through a certain amount of damage or whatever it is, even though you've changed, you finally understand something. You can't expect them to forget about everything that you did to them. You know what I'm saying? You can only apologize for it if they're gonna come back. They do. They don't. But you have to understand that. You can't be upset with them or make them feel kind of way because they don't decide to come back to you. But you have to realize that you are the reason that they're not coming back. So I didn't get upset being her to get back together. You know what I'm saying? I still wanted to be the bigger person. Like, no matter what me and her went through, I never take shots at her. I never say what she did wrong or anything, because I was not able to progress if I was pointing the finger at everything that she did wrong. You know what I mean? So, no, she did not fall in love with the video. I don't even know if she even watched my video, to be honest with you.
Well, I have a different perspective on that one. Even though, yes, you did break my heart with her not coming, you guys not being together and living happily ever after. I wanted my fairy tale, but I digress. The other part of that is, and yes, you are right, not everyone is going to come back at the end of a relationship. The thing is that it may not be meant for them to come back. If they learn something during their relationship and during their time with you, then to be honest with you, you gave them a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's a matter of whether they're going to see it or not. Because the thing is that what works, they may realize that, okay, this person is this way, and that doesn't necessarily work for me. Now, if they can really understand that part, and they can understand that it's not against either one of you. So it's not necessarily a bad thing that you guys don't stay together. It's a good thing. I think when people start to realize that, then you can start having people who don't stay in a relationship as in being significant others, that you can transition to being a friend. Just because you break up with someone does not mean that you have to be rude and, you know, dragging them through the mud and all bitter and, oh my God, he ain't shit, he ain't doing this, she ain't shit, she... No, honey, they taught you a lot. Regardless of whether you want to admit it or not, you should have learned something.
And thank that person for what you
learned from them. And also understand that they learned something from you. You can walk away and be friends. You don't have to be bitter.
And if you're just tuning in, this is Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. Right now on the line, we have live and direct the man, the myth, Jeremy L. Holloway. That's Jeremy L. Holloway. Follow him on IG. Follow him on Facebook. Follow him on YouTube. He is all over the place. Just typing in Jeremy L. Holloway on Life and Shit Radio. All up in your ear. If you want to talk to Jeremy, you can give him a phone call at 323-443-7217. That's 323-443-7217. If you just want to make a comment and you're afraid to get on the line, you can also hit us on our email at lifeandshit@gmail.com. That's lifeandshyt@gmail.com. We're also live on the Twitter feed, so you can get your fingers to twitting, get those tweets to twitting and twitting to tweeting and all
that other good stuff on Life and Shit Radio.
So, Jeremy L. Holloway. We're back. Oh, and Nas is in the building. Our other co-host has actually joined us.
Are you serious right now?
Back.
Hey, hola, como estas?
You so stupid.
So, let me tell you what happened. North Korea is invading. No, I'm sorry. I'm not going that way.
See, don't do that.
had a couple issues, worked it out. I'm here. Sorry, guys.
Yep.
Yay.
Sorry, everybody. Apologize.
So yeah, we're back into the fold of things. So L Holloway, a couple other questions, brother, because I know you got a lot of things to do in a short time to do it in. What would you say one of your biggest challenges were when you were like you thought about this? You know, like you said, it was initially sparked through a relationship that you had. But where was the turning point? And you know, how did you get over the hump once you started doing it?
Get over the hump about my videos or the relationship?
Yeah,
the relationship.
Both.
Get over the hump in the relationship, man. It was I had to get to the understanding part. You know, a lot of people have questions because they are confused when it comes to relationships. And once I finally got to the part where I was never in love with her, that's when a lot of things came to fruition for me. I was like, man, I got to the worst of my worst with this woman. And I was never in love with her. Do I love her? Yeah, I love her. Still love her. But I was never in love with her. And once I got to that mindset, like, man, like, any woman that was doing what she was doing for me, I would have felt like I was in love with her. Cause it was never her. It was what she was doing. Which I got a video about that also. But once
you did what?
I got a video about that.
Okay.
About being in love with situations more than you're in love with the actual person you're in the situation with.
Oh yes.
So once I got to that understanding, that's when I was able to get over the curve in that relationship. And I, like I said, I have no bitter feelings toward her. But this one, a lot of things came, you know, made more sense. And I started to rationalize, like, okay, that's what was going on. But in my video, turning point of, because doing these kind of videos, I took a risk. Because I'm the only person who do these kind of videos, you know what I mean? Like, I've seen a couple of people who got over a million followers do my kind of videos after I started doing them or whatever. But it's different because, you know, people nowadays, it's like monkey see, monkey do. So people, if everybody's doing comedy, everybody's going to do comedy, you know? So what I did something different by doing, like, reality situations for my videos. You know, I touch on a lot of different topics that people don't want to talk about. And I'm fine with it. I'm fine with the hate. I'm fine with the good comments, whatever people say. But at the end of the day, I tell people all the time, my videos are not for you to agree with them. It's for you to understand. And the videos, you can disagree with whatever it is, but every video that I ever put out is true for somebody. It may not be true in your case, but it's true for somebody. I'm just telling somebody's story. So the turning point for me was when I was so nervous, man. I had one of my videos, the video when an old girl was walking across the street and Jab and the Southern started playing. She got in the car with a dude.
Yeah. yeah,
and I was my homies was holding me back, and I was trying to fight to get to her.
When a woman's fed, don't wait until it's too late.
Yeah, exactly. And that was
the actual video.
That was the actual video that I made for my ex. I wrote everything down. It didn't happen like that though. Okay, it was nothing like that. But I felt that the part where I was fighting, like how if you saw the video, how I was so nonchalant and mean to her, whatever it was, in the beginning.
Yeah.
Not saying that's how I was, but I wanted to show the transition to where when I thought she was there, I treated her like anything. But once I see another man in her life, no matter who the guy is, I see another man that she's doing. Now I'm willing to fight for her. And I wanted to show the struggle of me fighting for her. And it was like, if I'm going to fight this hard for her, when she's gone, why did not fight this hard for her when she was here? So that's kind of the purpose of that video, and that's the message that I was trying to relate to my ex.
Well, let me ask you this question: what was the answer you came up to with that question? What's the answer you came up with?
To that question, the reason why people a lot of people don't fight like they want to, because when they are fighting, you're not being noticed to fight. You know what I'm saying? You be doing all these things, in your mind, you're doing all these things, but they still not noticing. So you finally get to the point like, man, forget it, I'm done with it. You know, because no matter what I do, you still feel like I'm doing this, like I'm doing that.
What your answer was is, how come I didn't fight for her during the relationship as I am right now when I see someone else that has her attention?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, because during a relationship, I was so emotional, like the relationship, because I was trying to figure out things. So no matter what I was doing, because I was emotional, I was still emotional about other things. Okay, I'm going to put you on game. With my ex-girlfriend, she didn't believe in my career. So
okay.
That manifested into something negative about the relationship. All our issues stem from her not believing in my relationship. I mean, in my career, I mean. And I didn't know at the time. I didn't know at the time that I was holding on to her telling me that me being an actor was a fantasy, not something that can actually happen. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm used to people not believing in me. But while I was with her,
Almost lost you there.
You're breaking up a little bit there, yeah. There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
All right, so I gave her my whole career, my acting career, to let her know I'm a man for her. So I'm working two jobs and all these things. I'm doing things that I don't want to be doing. I'm only doing it because I'm with you, you know what I mean? And for her to look at me like, you know what I'm saying, or her to think everything's okay, but it's not okay because I don't want to be doing it. So I would walk around upset all the time and all these things, because I was not doing what I felt like I was meant to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there had me emotional all the time. She would come home and she'd be upset. And it's like, I wouldn't say anything about it, because I was like, hey, I can't tell you about what's going on with me, because you don't believe in what I'm, you know, you don't believe in my career. You don't believe in what I want to do. So I would hold all these things in. And then with that, even though I was trying to change things about myself, I still had that weight that was on me. Because I've been acting since I was like in second grade.
Mm-hmm.
To meet this woman and give up everything for her. You know what I mean? I mean, she didn't want to move out of town for my acting career. She didn't want to choose. She didn't want to hear it. You know what I mean? So that was kind of wild. Well, what I'm saying, like, once I got the way of thinking, like, I didn't fight for her like I wanted to. And I shouldn't have. I wasn't supposed to be with her. You know?
But can I ask you a question? Was it that, what could it have been that you weren't supposed to be fighting for her?
Yeah, I wasn't supposed to be. She wasn't
fighting for you.
No, it's not. During the relationship, she was fighting. Oh yeah, she was fighting in the relationship. But I was
No. You misheard what I said.
Okay.
She wasn't fighting for you.
What, after the relationship?
No, period.
No, during the relationship, she was fighting.
I guess she was trying to say that she wasn't. She wasn't in your,
if
in
she's
your
not
corner,
supporting
like
you
were in her corner.
If she's not supporting you, she's not building you, she's not saying, baby, you can do this, you can do anything, I got your back, and willing to actually have your back, she's not supporting you.
No, exactly. No, you're absolutely right.
Just because someone is there physically, someone is in your space, someone might cook a little bit or whatever, does not mean that they're there, that they're fighting for you.
Exactly. No, when I say about fighting, she wanted me to stay. I'm saying she wanted me to leave. You know what I'm saying? That's what I mean about fighting. I'm not saying she was supporting. I'm just saying if I left, she would have fought for me to stay, is what I'm saying.
If she, no,
okay,
she wouldn't have fought for you to stay.
Yeah, that's
she
not,
wouldn't
that's
have fought
that's
for
that's
you
that's
to
not
stay.
I'm saying she did, is what I'm telling you. Because I left her. But she did fight for me. I left her, and she fought for me a lot when I used to leave. So,
she did not. Okay, yeah. you missing again what I'm saying, too.
Oh, I
when I say,
I
when I say,
no.
When I say that she
and if
was not
if
fighting
you're
for you, regardless of whether she wanted you to stay, her first step in fighting for you was to support you. So if she did not support you, there was never a time where she was fighting for you. She didn't want to lose.
Yeah. Well, I get it now.
Absolutely.
I didn't get this before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I know what I'm saying. I got that now. Like, this was...
Okay.
It took me a year or so to get to that way of thinking. That was the term
okay.
I was talking about earlier. Because when I wrote that video about the guy walking away from when the girl was walking away, that was like uh-huh. 2 weeks after me and her broke up. But I didn't I didn't post that video until like a year or so later.
Okay.
Yeah, cause
man,
I mean,
you're just listening in. This is Licensed Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong. We got Jeremy L. Holloway on the line, and we're talking all things relationships. He's sharing a little bit of his heart on that. So, and we definitely want to keep the conversation going. I just wanted to let you guys know that L. Holloway is in the building. You can follow him on IG. You can follow him.
Yeah,
on
we gotta
Facebook,
make sure we get all his. We gotta get all your social media stuff so you can like really promote that.
Jeremy L. Holloway, 1.7 million followers, subscribers on YouTube. So definitely, he's definitely known out there. Keep checking for him. But we'll continue the conversation. I did want to go ahead and get you a couple questions. One other question was, and this will be the last one for you, Jeremy. What is the message as a whole that you want people to take away from the stories that you tell in your projects that you're on?
Everything is about understanding. Like what me and her was just talking about, like it's about understanding. At the time when I was in my relationship, I didn't understand what my ex was doing. You know what I mean? Which I want to tell you anything negative about her, but at the end of the day, I didn't understand how things were going and what things actually meant. So in my videos, I want people to understand, even though like it's not in your situation, it could possibly be your situation. You just don't know that it's your situation. So every video that I post, whether you agree with or disagree, it's all about understanding, because everybody has their own perspective or their outlook on it. But everybody feels like communication is the key to a relationship, and it is not. Communication is not the key to it. I feel like people have said it so much to where they think that's true. Because you can talk to somebody all day, but they don't understand what you're saying. They don't understand you. Where everything that you say is going to fall on deaf ears. So the key to every relationship is understanding. If you understand the person you're with, you understand when you do sit down and talk to communicate, you have to sit down to understand why you're sitting down, why this person is trying to talk to me. If you come into any situation to where you're trying to understand something, then that's when things start to move forward. It goes more than just relationship. It goes to like racial things for black and white. It goes from homosexuality. It goes to interracial couples. Like if you understand something, you know what I'm saying, or try to understand something, you won't have just a negative input about everything if you sit down and try to understand what that person is telling you. And that's what all my videos talk about. It's just about understanding. It's not about communication. It's not about me trying to tell you what you should and shouldn't do. It's about understanding who you're with and who you're dealing with.
Love it.
Real quick before we let you go, what projects you got coming in the new year? Any New Year's resolutions, anything like that you got coming up?
I don't have any New Year resolution. My thing is I'm to grind harder than I ever grinded before. That's basically it. Basically, what I'm doing, do it 10 times harder. I don't want to change anything because everything's going to happen in this new year. It's meant to happen whether it's negative or positive. Even if it's negative, I have to turn that negative energy into something positive, because I turned the negative situation in my life to something positive. The negative thing, the thing I went through with my ex, man, I got to the point where I was thinking about killing myself. That's how bad it got. And I was able to help millions of people. You know what I'm saying? Because I said the story is way deeper than, you know what I'm saying, I've told you guys, but like I was able to get from that lowest point of my life to help so many people. So whether it's negative or positive, I'm taking everything, taking the energy to create positive content for people to continue to help people. But yeah, I'm talking about breaking the internet, man. I'm telling you.
You better do it. You better do it. And we better be there. We're going to be front row when you do it, too.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey, man, we really, really, really appreciate you coming on the show, Mr. Holloway. And we definitely will be doing some other things with you, man. And we definitely going to promote. We're going to be one of your biggest fans.
Yeah, we're going to definitely have you back, too.
I truly appreciate
y'all. Yeah, we definitely
going to
have you back. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. 2018 going to bring a lot of new things, a lot of big things popping, and little things stopping.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Any shout-outs you want to give?
Man, I just appreciate everybody who's been supporting me thus far. Family and friends, everybody across the world watch my videos, the positive comments, the negative comments, the shares, the likes, everything that people do for me, man, because nobody has to follow me, nobody has to watch my videos, but they do, so I don't take nobody, man. Shout out to everybody who support me, man.
That's what's up. You forgot one shout out though. I always hear you say it on your video at the end.
What you say? What happened?
I always hear you give that one shout out at the end of your video.
Where? Memphis, Tennessee?
There it is. Shout out to Memphis, Tennessee.
I always shout my city out. Yeah, I always
shout
my city.
Yeah, you better shout your city out. So we got Memphis, we got Detroit, and we got Chicago in the building. Yeah. And, well, Chicago via L.A. Okay.
We all over the place. Hey, man. Appreciate you calling in, brother, and we definitely will be having you back, man. We definitely want to have you back a couple more times.
I appreciate that, man.
You have an awesome day.
And Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
So you guys too, man. Happy holiday, New Year's, everything.
All right.
All right, have a good one. And if you're just listening
this is
Life and Shit Radio. We are all up in your eardrums all day long and all day strong, continuing to bring you nothing but the real. That was Jeremy L. Holloway on the line, giving you that relational talk. He's a trending artist out there in social media, so check for him. He's on IG, Instagram. He's on the gram. He's definitely on the book as well. And YouTube, check out any of his videos. And they definitely will be eye-opening. Type in the name, and you'll see it there. But man, he kind of broke it down for you a little bit there.
I was very impressed. So Nas, what do you think? Nas thinks nothing. Absolutely nothing. So we can go and tell everybody what Nas thinks for ourselves. So what Nas thinks is that man was absolutely awesome. He loved everything that he had to say about the relationships, and Nas has now learned a lot about understanding in a relationship.
Right?
You go, Nas.
I love
I'm
it,
so
man.
Proud of you for learning.
I know, right? Let me see if I can get him. I think he's out there trying to make America great again.
Oh my goodness, again.
Again.
he's trying to make America great again. Okay, wow. All right, Nas, you can make America great again, but yet you still learned about understanding in a relationship. You go, Nas. Still nothing? No? Well, in that case, loves everyone.
He's back. He's actually back. Nas is back in the building. We lost him for a little while, but he's back.
Am I correct, Nas? You love everyone?
I lost everything. My whole bunch of shit has been like out. I've been trying to get
huh?
It.
I said you love everyone.
Because you're in, Nas. You're live.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I said you love everyone.
Well, sometimes.
Oh, my goodness.
I think Nas has already started his New Year celebration.
Yep, I am.
You have, Nas? Have you started your New Year celebration already?
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm gonna go and make a little bit of money, and then I'll start.
Now everybody can be in the LA time zone. I'm sorry, Los Angeles,
But yeah, I definitely did a little bit.
It's a, well, I mean, hey, you are 3 hours ahead of me, so why not?
Hey man, it's been a crazy show. We got a couple more minutes. Any shout outs that you guys want to do?
I want to give shouts out to my brother Cortez Antonio Milton. Rest in peace. I love you, baby. And 2017 is going to be epic, just the way you told me it should be. And I will do it for you. I want to give shout out to all my siblings. I love you all. Whether I speak to you or not on a regular, I love you all. I want to give a shout out to my best friend, one of my best friends, Cass. Cass is in Vegas. It's about to be her turn up on. So,
okay.
Cass, turn up for all of us. Also want to give a shout out to anybody who has supported me this year, just in saying, do what you're going to do, and I support you. I give shouts out to those people. And last but not least, again, I give shouts out to my co-host, Sir Nas and Sir BP. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys. You guys keep me laughing. You keep me on point again. And even though, yeah, I keep you guys on point too to make sure y'all ain't saying some bullshit. But I still love you guys. I love you guys. And I can't wait to see what Life and Shit Radio does in 2018.
Hey. I'm telling you, it's big things coming. Big things coming. Little things stopping is what we can say. I like to give a shout out to just everybody, man, just that's in the process or already doing, you know, some of the things that they set out to do in the new year when 2017 was starting, and continuing to do that in the new year coming in 2018, and continuing to just have forward progress and continue to be positive. I want to give a super special shout out to my mom. I lost my mom this year. Charlene, I will always love you. You will always be in my heart, and
she will always
be
queen.
Soul and on my mind. Yes, 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 yes. I know you're probably talking stuff about me saying that I was conceived on an opera stage. But I told you that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
And she loves you.
She does. I know she does. What you got, Nas? Any shout out?
Actually, let me give one more. Before Nas say anything. Nas, before you say anything, let me give one last one.
Before Nas say anything, I like that. I'm ready to go in. Go ahead.
You stupid. I want to give a shout out to my family. My husband, Michael, I love you, even though he can't hear me right now because he's doing his music. He's got his headphones on. My baby, my kids, Josiah, Jaden, and Michaela, and my new grandson, Noah. I love you all.
New grandbaby, you the Gigi now.
Yes, I'm a Gigi.
Grandparents up in there right now.
I'm a Gigi.
You know,
I ain't a grandparent. I'm a Gigi.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Gigi.
I'm still, hey, Nas, if I'm old, then you're old, because we're the same age. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm literally a senior. I'm trying to embrace it. That shit is hurting me so bad right now, but okay. I'm hurt because
And my cousin Coco. Okay, next. I'm over it.
Go ahead, Nas. What you got to say?
Wow, it's my turn? Oh, my God.
Your turn.
How much time we got left?
We got time. We got time. We got time.
You got 2 minutes, Nas.
Fuck that. I don't have 2 minutes. I got a little bit more. Fuck that. I'm going to give a shout out. I'm going to give a shout out to everybody that has been listening and tuning in to Life and Shit Radio, even with the technical difficulties. Sometimes I'm here, sometimes I'm not here, sometimes Danny ain't here, sometimes BP ain't here, but whatever. For the most part, like, we do our thing, and we I want to give a shout out to everybody who has been a consistent listener, tuner, inner. I guess that's a thing, is that a word?
It is now.
It
is now.
Love y'all, man. Like, keep tuning the fuck in. We are going to continue to give you the best shit that you can listen to. I mean, real shit. I'm going to give a shout out to my punk ass kids. Y'all going to look me wrong for that, being weird that I said it, but I'm going to shout out my punk ass kids. They do what they do. They're a little douchey. And I'm a little douchey, so I get it. You know what I mean? But we're pushing forward. We're making everything work as best as we can without killing each other. We're going to shout out to Clem. How about that?
All right.
Timothy Jones. Popped their fucking ass up out of nowhere, first of all. And he kept me a little grounded. So I'm figuring out my shit. I'm trying to work it out the best as possible. Shout out to Facebook. I'm dipping up out of here tonight, y'all. To everybody who is not attached to my Facebook page, very few of you guys, I will be leaving Facebook eternally. I got this page here I'm at now. On the second, I'm leaving my main pages. So I want all y'all to, you know, just kind of give a little shout out. If I put a smile on your day, or if not, if I pissed you off or cussed you out, shout me out.
Or made you want to curse him out.
That's true. Well.
Or made you want to go ape shit.
Yep.
Done that to a lot of people.
He's good for that one.
So yeah, I wanted to end the right way. I've heard a lot of things about Facebook, about like the stalkerish content and the shutting you down. I've had a lot of, I guess, experiences that will tell me that what's going on the book right now is absolutely true. So I'm not leaving because I'm being a douchebag. I'm not leaving because of whatever.
Bullshit.
I'm because I just think it's time. Yeah, I think it's time. And Danny, you know this shit. I think it's time.
Yeah, you're bored. Yeah, you can't antagonize anyone anymore. You've already said everything.
Yeah, that's right. I've said everything. There's nobody else left me to piss off. That's also true. But whatever the reason, you can always find me here on Life and Shit Radio. I'll be here still pissing you off, still saying a bunch of inappropriate shit. So I think those are my shout outs, man. Hold up, wait. Hold up. Why this? One final shout out to 2017. I'm leaving all the past in the past. I'm leaving all the hurt and anguish, and I would suggest that everybody else does the same. That's 17.
See, I told them what we was going to do. What I told them.
Got him!
I told them that we was gonna ball 2017 up in a ball, put it in a box, and drop that bitch in the middle of the ocean where it's the deepest point.
Oh,
that's where we leave in
2017. It's a little deeper than that. What you want to do with 2017? You want to kick the door in, and then you want to burn the house down that the door is like attached to. I mean, you want to go all the way in, but. We brought that shit back.
Well,
down,
I got my people in Chicago throwing the bonfire happening tonight, so they gonna throw it all in for us. How about that? Shout out to Corey and that there. Yeah, they gonna do that for us.
Pumping it all up, and just throw it behind your back. Just gone.
Burn it.
Yep.
And ain't no turning back on it.
It don't exist no more. So with all of that, my loves, I love you too. How much time we got left? Because a sister got to go make some money.
Hey, we are.
That's really
we are done. We are actually done for the night. Man, happy. I'll see y'all next year. Same back.
Yeah,
time,
I'll see
you.
It's gonna be next year till I see you. I will miss you all. Yes, I will call you all next year. How about that?
Sounds good.
You ain't gonna be on no Facebook, so I don't even want to hear it. I got your damn number, dude. Don't play.
Alright. Put the money on.
Alright. Life and Shit Radio, we are out of here. Happy New Year!
Now that the show is over, we hope you had a great fucking time. Thank you for listening to Life and Shit Radio.